Welcome to the Which Way Do You Eat Your Banana series of personal and management development audio guides. To subscribe or download episodes, visit www.think.gb.com.
Hello, it's Gavin, and today's podcast is on mooing like a cow. Moo. And that isn't the podcast, because that would be a bit silly and a bit weird. Now, who controls the way you think or you feel? If you've listened to my podcast before, I've discussed this already, but if you haven't, I'm going to ask the question, who controls the way you feel or think? And most people go, well, I do. And I go, well, if that's true, why aren't you happy all the time? And they go, ooh, good point. The reality is, most people's feelings about things are directly linked to what's going on in the environment, the things around them. So things around them happen, and that causes them to feel or think in a certain way. Now, the really big problem with this is the environment is always changing and is always chaotic. So if your feelings and the way you think are linked to the environment, expect your life to be chaos. Now, the secret is to be able to control the way you think or you feel and to make sure you minimize the impact from the environment. So therefore, your life won't be chaotic and confusing. You'll be in control of what's going on, which means that you can be motivated anytime you want to, happy anytime, and put your future back in your own hands. Now, this podcast is on how to activate your environment, and it's a chapter from a motivation app I've got coming out in the next 2 months, which will be available on Android and iPhone. So a little plug there. It'll be a full training audio app on motivation with around 14 chapters. In addition, there'll be some bite-sized 30-second to 1-minute training sessions on circumstances such as I'm about to give a speech, help, or I've had a completely rubbish day, what do I do? And in addition, you'll be able to chart your motivation and your happiness against the national average. And all this is going to cost anywhere between nothing and 59p. If you want to keep an eye on when it's coming out and be ahead of the game, then you can always follow us on Facebook. You just search Think Training. There's a couple of companies called Think Tank and a few other Think Consultancy. But we are Think Training, and the logo will look the same as the one that's on the podcast. So enough of this. Over to how to activate your environment and moo like a cow. So if you're feeling pretty flat in the day, maybe feeling a 6 out of 10 or 5 out of 10, or you were feeling great but something in the environment has made you plummet, so let's say you're an 8 out of 10, you've dropped to a 4 for some reason, then it's probably just a signal that your environment around you is killing you and you need to activate the environment. Now when I talk about activating the environment, I mean to do something quite different to what you've been doing before. So to tell you what I used to do, and I still do now, I used to sell to doctors many years ago. And when I was outside a doctor's surgery, waiting for the patients to go so the salespeople could come in and do their business, I used to prepare all my paperwork and my stuff like that. And then I used to sit there, especially on a summer's day with the window open, and moo like a cow. So I used to go, moo. And that used to make me laugh. And if you laugh, you can't help but change your state of mind. Your mind and your body are completely connected. Just the fact that you're laughing makes you move up a scale, or at least halt the sliding scale if you're going downwards. Now, just to give you further evidence on this mind and body kind of thing, some psychologists did some research where they got two groups of people to watch a comedy film. And one group had to watch it with a pencil between their lips, which made their mouth slightly downturned. And the other group had to watch the film with the pencil between their teeth, which meant that they had to be smiling. If you try it, put a pencil between your teeth and it kind of makes you go into a smiley face. They then got the groups afterwards to rate how funny the film was. And interestingly, the people who had the pencil between their teeth, so had the smile on their face, rated the film a lot funnier than those people who had the pencil between their lips. So just the act of smiling itself makes you happy. The reason why I moo like a cow is it makes me smile automatically. But if you don't want to moo like a cow, then bark like a dog, or just start the day by putting a pencil between your teeth. And the research has also shown that people doing that for 30 seconds every day actually are happier for the rest of the day. If you're happier, you're going to be up the scale rather than down the scale. I can't tell you enough the benefits and the power of just learning to smile a bit more, and I'll touch on that in a second. But being happy is just a state of mind. And as it's a state of mind, you can decide to be happy or not. If you think about it, you probably have 16 hours a day where you are awake, in theory. And so you get 8 hours sleep and 16 hours to go and fulfill your dreams. Now, think about your life. Of those 16 hours, how many times do you think you are in control of the way you feel about things? For most people, you might be lucky if you've got 1 or 2 hours in that 16 hours where you consciously decide to enjoy life, notice what's going on, and be happy. That means if you're about 30 and you live to say 80, you've got what, 50 years left? So of those 50 years, roughly, only 6 will be where you choose to be happy and enjoy yourself and notice what's going on. Now, if I said you had 6 years to live, and hopefully you haven't, but if I did, I'd imagine you'd actually give it a go. If you can, think back over your life or the last, I don't know, 10 or 20 years, and try and think of an average score you would give yourself for how you feel. So 10 out of 10, feeling fantastic, and 0 out of 10, feeling absolutely awful. And give yourself an average score. Now, most people would say 6.5, maybe 7. Now, the question to you is if you can move that average going forward for the next 20 years to +1 or +2, so if you're 6 out of 10 and we moved it to 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10, what would be the difference to your life? Now, I know from experience of working with some people that just a small change in that scale is a transformational change to their life. And the only problem is that most people are just habitual machines. We just do things day in, day out without thinking about doing something slightly different. And sometimes you just need to wake up and begin to take control of the way you think or feel rather than have the day happen to you. Think about these situations. Who would you rather spend time with? Someone who's 6 out of 10 or someone who's 8 out of 10? Who would you rather promote? Someone who's 6 or someone who's 8? If you've got kids yourself, of your kids' friends, which ones do you like? The ones who are 6 or the ones who are 8? Now, I wouldn't dream of insulting your intelligence by saying, do you get it? But do you get it? Taking control of that dial on how you feel or think about things on the scale of 0 to 10 will transform your life. Now, if you're slightly uncomfortable mooing like a cow, although I would say if you're on the tube in the London Underground, it's a fabulous way of getting a seat, then can I suggest you look at the following? Just start at the beginning. Look at how you start your day. We are creatures of habit and we run the same patterns every single day. Most people's feelings or the way they think about things are linked directly to the environment. So look at your journey for the first hour or two of your day. Because whatever you're doing or reading or listening to will be a direct reflection of how you score on the scale of 0 to 10. Hey, when was the last time you read a newspaper where you put it down and went, by golly, I'm feeling motivated? I don't know about you, but when I read them, which I don't very often these days, I tend to think, my God, the world's doomed. So just start the day differently. Do something that gives you energy. Read something new, learn something, listen to some loud music, or moo like a cow, or if in doubt, go and do some exercise. And if during the day you suddenly start feeling a bit flat, it's just a signal you're getting attacked from your environment. So go and do something which will activate the environment. Go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. Bark like a dog. Run around naked. Whatever it takes, take control of your score on the 0 to 10 scale.